And a good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. How is everybody doing on this Friday morning? Just a reminder that you are listening to us on WQEE 99.1 FM, the Key out of Newton, Georgia. And we are brought to you by Ivy Park Sports Bar and Grill, Christie's Cafe, and Local Grounds Coffee Company. I have a very special show today because on the show is Sports Vision's DJ Jones. He is going to be joining me shortly, and we have a jam-packed show. We had a crazy night in basketball last night. I know it was the last game in the NBA until the All-Star break, but we also had upsets in college basketball. The Maryland Terps, they upset Purdue. You have Kennesaw State getting a big win over Liberty at the Convocation Center. Over 3,000 fans packed the Convocation Center. I have never seen that arena that packed since Kennesaw State beat Georgia Tech back in 2010. Before DJ gets on the show, I just want to break down some of the high school action last night as we had Whitewater defeat the LaGrange Grangers. We had area tournament play in the state of Georgia. And tonight, here in Columbus, we have two big games as the Hardaway Lady Hawks are taking on Westover on the campus of Hardaway High School. Tip-off is at 7. You also have the Carver Lady Tigers in action, taking on Monroe in their region championship. And DJ, a proud Carver alum, we're going to talk a little bit about Carver athletics because the Carver boys punched their ticket into the state tournament play. And the Carver baseball team, congratulations to Michael Long Jr. getting the 5-4 victory over Hardaway yesterday. And also, he announced on his Facebook page that he is going to join Coach Steve Smith on the coaching staff for the Columbus Chattahoots this season. So looking forward to that. And we also have the Spencer Green Wave in action tonight in Macon, taking on the Northeast Raiders. So here's what's going to happen in the state of Georgia for the playoffs. So the first round is going to be next week, February 21st and 22nd. The second round games are going to take place the 24th and 25th of February. You have the Elite Eight games, which is going to be February 28th and March 1st. The final four games are going to be March 3rd and March 4th. And the championship games will be held at the Macon Complex, spread out throughout the week from March 8th through March 11th. So that's what's going on in the state of Georgia. Over in Alabama, they are starting the state tournament play as we speak. You have the Central Red Devils that are going to play next week in the Elite Eight. And then you have the Valley Rams playing in the Elite Eight, taking on Demopolis. They actually will play on Monday, President's Day, tip-off at 2:30 p.m. The Valley Rams 29-0, trying to go for a perfect season. And then you had some games that were shifted because of the inclement weather. Some games that were scheduled to be in Birmingham have gone down to Montgomery because of that inclement weather. And so let's go ahead and just talk about some of the games that are happening today because, you know, it is President's Day weekend and we just have a jam-packed action. Columbus State Baseball, they are in a three-game series. Their Peach Bowl opener is going to take place today at Burger King Field at Ragsdale Stadium, taking on Flagler College for a three-game series. The Columbus State Cougars and Lady Cougars are in action up in Dahlonega this Saturday, taking on North Georgia College. And you also have the LaGrange College Panthers and Lady Panthers are getting ready for conference tournament play as well. Just got a lot of action here in the Chattahoochee Valley. I will try to cover as much of it as I can. The Columbus River Dragons are in action here at the Columbus Civic Center for a three-game series starting tonight as the puck will drop at 7:30 as they will take on the Delaware Thunder. I'm actually excited to announce I'm going to be in attendance for military night tomorrow, bringing my family to the Columbus Civic Center as they will take on the Delaware Thunder. And then on Sunday, the matinee game, Sunday afternoon, another game against the Delaware Thunder. Hopefully, the Columbus River Dragons can come out on top and win all three games. And a huge milestone just to watch, Jay Krupp is 8 goals away from 100 career goals. So I've had Jay Krupp on the show. He has been a fan favorite for the River Dragons, and he has been just that veteran leader that you need in your locker room. He has won two cups in the Federal Prospects Hockey League, and Jay Krupp, congratulations. So hopefully he can get to 100 goals. That's going to be a big deal. And then one day, Jay Krupp's number 22, will be hanging from the rafters of the Columbus Civic Center, like his longtime teammate, Chase Fallas, which is the only River Dragons jersey that's hanged up in the Columbus Civic Center. Speaking of jerseys that are hanged up in the Columbus Civic Center, congratulations to Damian, the Nighthawk Daniels, for getting a coaching position at Carver. He is now the defensive backs coach. I believe he's taken the place of head coach Johnny Garner, who's now at Shaw. Johnny Garner has just accepted the position over at the Shaw Raiders. And so that Carver-Shaw connection, even though they're not in the reclassification anymore, you know, they actually enjoy each other's success. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Even though, you know, my girls are going to go to Shaw eventually, and, you know, I help out the Shaw Athletics whenever I can, you know, doing a public address announcing, doing PA announcing for basketball, baseball, or whatever I can. It's all about supporting all the schools here in Columbus. You know, Hardaway girls are playing tonight against Westover. You know, I might check out that game just to support the Hardaway Hawks. They're having a great season. They won their 20th game in region play. They're trying to lock up a number one seed. This is what a number one seed means. You get a number one seed in the state playoffs, you're going to host at least two home playoff games. That is, you got to win that first one. But it's usually a pretty easy path when you're having to play the number four seed compared to if you're a number two seed and you have to play the number three seed. So that's how it works. First round action in the playoffs are going to be February 21st and 22nd. But we do have a lot of things going on. The Carver Lady Tigers also in action tonight on the campus of Carver High School in their region game. St. Ampicelli and Brookstone are going to be playing in region games next week in the GIAA. And I will talk about what's going on, especially in the Class 1A as well, because you have Chaco and Manchester that are going to have playoff berths. Just a lot to cover here on the show, and I will try to get to it, all of it. All right, so last night in the NBA, the Los Angeles Clippers were able to beat the Phoenix Suns without Kevin Durant. I believe that this is a preview of the Western Conference Finals. Now, I know that a lot of people are talking about how great the Lakers looked against the New Orleans Pelicans, but I want to remind everybody they are still two games out of the play-in game with 25 games left to go. We have a whole second half of the NBA season left to go. And the Lakers, just because of one game, that is a very small sample size. Look, I know D'Angelo Russell looked good. LeBron is on a minutes restriction. He is going to try to get his legs fresh for these last 25 games because the Lakers are going to play like it's game seven of the NBA Finals so they could sneak into the play-in game. Let's say the Lakers do sneak into the play-in game and they get lucky and they get the number seven seed. Well, you have to play in seven plays eight, so the winner of that game gets the number seven seed, and then eight plays the winner of 9 and 10. So let's say the Lakers get the number seven seed. Right now, they would have to play the Memphis Grizzlies. Look, I know the Grizzlies are a young team. I know everybody wants to say that the Lakers can beat the Memphis Grizzlies in a seven-game series. Which team do you think the Lakers can beat in a seven-game series? Denver, Memphis, or Sacramento? Now, all three teams are young, but I think that home court does have a little bit of an advantage. But you think that the Lakers are just going to turn on the switch just because they get into the postseason? LeBron is going to continue playing more minutes. Anthony Davis, you know, you hold your breath every time he hits the floor because of his injuries. And I just don't know if the Los Angeles Lakers can make a deep run in the playoffs. I mean, they could win a playoff series, but we shall see. NBA All-Star Weekend. Look, this used to be a great event. I used to love watching the slam dunk competition. I used to love watching the three-point competition. You got the rookie challenge, the skills challenge. You also have the celebrity game. And I look at, you know, NBA All-Star Weekend, and I think, you know, it is an event. It's going to be in Salt Lake City this season. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We do have some great sporting events happening this weekend, including the XFL. The XFL is back after a three-year break. 2020 was the last time the XFL was here, and it was canceled because of COVID. I thought that the XFL did a good job marketing themselves. They have some teams from smaller markets, but you also have some teams from cities that have NFL teams. And so it's going to be a great product. I think that the XFL is going to be here to stay. But here's some of the games that are happening this weekend. Starting at 3 p.m., you have the Vipers taking on the Renegades. And I believe that, yeah, that's the Tampa Bay Vipers taking on the Dallas Renegades. The 8:30 game, the primetime game, you got the New York Guardians taking on the Houston Roughnecks. And on Sunday, the St. Louis Battlehawks taking on the San Antonio Brahmas. And then you have the Seattle Sea Dragons taking on the DC Defenders. Now, the Battlehawks Brahmas is the only two teams that don't have NFL franchises. So San Antonio is a good market because you have the San Antonio Spurs. You also have the San Antonio Gunslingers in the NAL. That's just food for thought. And then the St. Louis Battlehawks. St. Louis fans still mad that the Rams left for L.A. St. Louis has passionate fans. They have the Cardinals. The Blues won a Stanley Cup. And you also have the new Major League Soccer team, St. Louis FC. I believe that's the name of that soccer team. Tiger Woods is back playing competitive golf. He shot a 69 the other day in the Genesis Invitational. And so Tiger Woods, which moves the meter. I love golf. I love these young golfers like Rory McIlroy. Well, he's not really young anymore. Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas. I'm trying to name off some more golfers, but I do enjoy watching the young golfers. And it's just different with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods moves the needle when it comes to ratings. He always has and he always will for the past 20 years since he came on the scene back in 1997 when he won the Masters. Tiger Woods brings just the average casual sports fan to the TV screen. And you can't beat Tiger at the Masters. If he makes the cut and he's wearing that red shirt on Sunday, if he's in contention, the Masters on Sunday is going to get a massive rating. That's why Tiger Woods is always good for the sport. And I just love seeing him back. Shot a 69. Just incredible. Tiger Woods, I root for him. Because, you know, with the car accident that happened about 2 years ago, a lot of people never thought that he was ever going to play again. But he's back. He's playing competitive golf. I think he's back to full health. And he is playing competitive golf. And that's what you want if you are a casual golf fan. It's just always great just to have Tiger Woods in the spotlight. All right, looking at some of the other things happening around the league of sports, high school basketball. Man, we've got playoffs going on right now in the state of Alabama. And I know that the inclement weather kind of messed up some people's plans, but let's go ahead and talk about the brackets in the state of Alabama. I'm going to start with 1A girls. I'm going to go from 1A all the way up to 7A because I think yesterday I started with the 7A. All right, the 1A girls, you got South Regional semifinal games. I don't have any scores for any of these games, but you do have Addison taking on Covenant, Atugaville taking on A.L. Johnson, and Lochapoca on February the 20th at 1 p.m. I believe this is down in Montgomery. The Lochapoca Lady Indians are taking on University Charter. And then let's go to 1A boys as the Lochapoca Indians are going to be in action in the Elite Eight taking on Keith. And that game will be on the 20th, President's Day at 2:30 p.m. So the Lochapoca Indians in the Elite Eight for the 1A playoffs. Now let's go to 2A girls. This is Alabama State Tournament play. You got Elite Eight games that are happening today. Highland Home is taking on Geneva County. You got Laverne taking on Abbeville. Sulligent is going to take on Decatur. That game is going to tip off tomorrow. Mars Hill is taking on Holly Pond on the 20th. You have on the 17th, that's actually today, Francis Marion taking on Locust Fort. Tuscaloosa taking on Cold Springs. You have a game today. The Lynette Panthers are taking on Pisgah at 7 o'clock tonight. And then Pleasant Valley taking on Ider. Those are games that are happening as far as I'm looking to see. That's the girls tournament. So let's talk about the boys tournament for 2A. All right, so you have St. Luke's taking on Geneva County. You got Highland Home taking on Arreton. Red Bay taking on Tanner. Mars Hill is taking on Whitesburg. Aliceville is taking on Vincent. Central of Coosa County is taking on Cornerstone. And you have the Lynette Panthers taking on Sand Rock. This game is going to take place today at 5:30. And then you have the Lafayette Bulldogs at 8:30 today taking on Pisgah. So that is boys 2A action over in the state of Alabama. Let's go to girls 3A. As you got Elite Eight games, Mobile Christian taking on Houston Academy. Strawn taking on Pike County. You got Midfield taking on Clemens. Carbon Hill taking on Lauderdale. Sumter Central taking on Trinity Presbyterian. Southside Selma is taking on St. James. Glencoe taking on Susan Moore. And Owatachi is taking on Plainview. Now let's go to 3A boys. These are Elite Eight games that are tipping off this weekend. Cottage Hill taking on Houston Academy. Hillcrest is taking on Opp. Midfield is taking on Elkmont. Childersburg is taking on Lauderdale. Southside Selma taking on St. James. Sumter Central is taking on Dadeville. Piedmont taking on Geraldine. Glencoe is taking on Plainview. So if you want to look at the 3A bracket for the boys, if there was a team in the Chattahoochee Valley that's on the outskirts of the Chattahoochee Valley, I would say it's Dadeville. Dadeville is just about 45 minutes outside of Auburn. And, you know, it's not quite the Chattahoochee Valley, but I think I would call it part of the Chattahoochee Valley. I mean, if I could call Benjamin Russell and Randolph County and Central of Clay, if these schools are part of the Chattahoochee Valley, I'm going to say that Dadeville is part of the Chattahoochee Valley too. But where do you draw the line when it comes to the Chattahoochee Valley? Because what about Abbeville Christian? You know, it's between Eufaula and Dothan. And I do give a shout out to Dothan on this show because Philip Jordan has been on the show and he covers Dothan sports. And I'm just trying to give them some love. All right, 4A. UMS Wright Prep taking on Geneva. You got Jackson taking on Montgomery Catholic. Priceville is taking on St. John Paul 2. Good Hope is taking on Deschler. Prattville Christian taking on Hale County. Bibb County is taking on Dora. Dora. Anyway, Hanley is taking on, I will try to get this name right, Winota. Yes, did I get that right? Hanley is taking on Winota. Tip off, and you know how I love these early tip offs. Hanley is taking on Winota. Tip off at 10 a.m. Northeast Regional, Talladega taking on New Hope. That is the girls' 4A tournament bracket for the state of Alabama. Now let's go to the boys, 4A. Escambia taking on Booker T. Washington. That is going to tip off Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Jackson taking on Montgomery Catholic. Haleyville taking on Westminster. You got Wes Morgan taking on Deschler. Wilcox Central taking on Hale County. Bibb County taking on Corner. White Plains out of Anniston. Big shout out to Anniston. You know, being in the military, I've been to Fort McClellan many times. Anniston and Oxford area is a nice area. And you also have the Chocolaca Monsters that are out of Oxford too. trying to give some love to Oxford, Anniston area, just because, you know, they listen to the show. And you also have the Monsters as well, part of Ignite Sports. White Plains taking on Etowah. Jacksonville is taking on Hanceville. Hey, we're at 4A. Let's go to 5A. Let's talk about the 5A girls in Elite 8 action. St. Paul's Episcopal is taking on the Eufaula Tigers. This game is going to tip off February the 20th at 10 a.m. Then you got Williamson taking on Charles Henderson. Pleasant Grove taking on East Limestone. Jasper taking on Madison. Brubaker is taking on Central of Clay County out of Lineville. Marbury is taking on Sylacauga. And then you have Springville taking on Arab. And then you have Southside out of Gadsden taking on Guntersville. Now let's go to the 5A bracket for the boys. St. Paul's Episcopal is taking on the Eufaula Tigers. Tip off February the 20th at 11:30 a.m. The other bracket, you got Vigor taking on Charles Henderson. This is Elite Eight games. Fairfield is taking on Russellville. And then you got Ramsey taking on Madison Academy. Down in the Central Regional semifinal game, tip off February the 20th at 2:30 p.m., the undefeated Valley Rams, led by head coach Marshawn Harper, 29-0. The Valley Rams trying to make history. After beating Sylacauga on February the 14th, 77-40, they are taking on Demopolis in the Elite Eight game. The other game is Brubaker Tech taking on Central of Clay County. You know, we could possibly get a matchup of Central of Clay County taking on Valley. Central of Clay County, one of those schools that I like to give love to because, you know, I'm very familiar with Lineville. My kids go up to camp up there, Backwoods Christian Camp, just outside of Lineville. Big shout out to them. You know, when you're going up 431 to Wadawi and you make that, oh, past the lake and all that. I mean, just want to give these schools some love. Moody is taking on Guntersville and Springville is taking on Scottsboro. Hey, we're almost done. We got two more classes left to go. Girls 6A Elite 8 games. Theodore is taking on Carver of Montgomery. You got McGill Toulon taking on Park Crossing. Park Crossing, remember, is in the same region with Russell County. Clay Chalkville, man, they were a powerhouse in football. They still are. They are a powerhouse in football, won many state championships. Clay Chalkville is taking on Muscle Shoals. Mortimer is taking on Hazel Green. Briarwood Christian out of Birmingham, Alabama, taking on Hillcrest. And that was a final. That actually happened yesterday. Hillcrest actually moves on to the Final Four. All right. And then you also have A.H. Parker out of Birmingham. They beat Shades Valley out of Birmingham, and they are going to take on Huffman after Huffman got the win over Oxford. So the girls 6A Final Four games, they played these games early. You know, they had to schedule games later to make room for the because of the inclement weather. DJ, I am so excited for you to be joining me here on the show. I love your background, and I just really appreciate you just taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining the Sports Beat once again.
Well, good morning, first of all, Richard, and it's a pleasure to be here with you.
All right, DJ, I've been talking a lot about high school basketball on the last couple of weeks on my show because, first of all, I got to give a big shout out to your alma mater, the Carver Tigers. Not only did the Carver boys get a big upset over Thomasville and they clinched a berth in the state playoffs, the Carver Lady Tigers in action tonight for a region championship, as Anson Hunley has done a great job, two state titles. They have the region player of the year, and Carver is undefeated in the region, and they're looking to get their third title. I mean, it's great. And then also,
Anson Hunley is he's a gem. He has been sensational in his tenure at Carver. I think he has a couple of state championships, multiple region championships, and you know, this is the school that the kids, the young ladies, want to go to right now to play basketball in Muskogee County because of the tremendous record that Anson Hunley, the head coach of the girls basketball team, has. That's the culture he's created. Also on the boys' side of things, if you don't know, Spencer won a state championship last year, and the head coach over there was a guy by the name of Eric Allen. Well, Coach Allen was a former Carver Tiger basketball player, but he's now at Carver, believe it or not, right after, of course, coaching that state championship basketball team at Spencer. So what you're seeing is the residuals of a coach that obviously knows what the hell he's doing, and he has some superior young talent that he's grooming. This is unbelievable. This is just the start of what's going to happen up on the hill in basketball with the boys and Coach Allen, because his team was roughly filled with freshmen and sophomores.
DJ, it really is a great time to be a basketball fan here in Columbus. And really, tonight is really the night if you want to go catch a basketball game, because you got the Hardaway girls taking on Westover on the campus of Hardaway, tip off at 7. The Carver girls, I believe, are taking on Monroe for their championship at 7. And the Spencer boys, unfortunately, I'm kind of confused why they're not hosting this game, because they had the best record in the region. But it's a neutral site game. It's a semifinal game taking on Northeast in Macon. But these teams, with the state playoffs happening next week, it's very important to get that number one seed, DJ, because the number one seed means you're guaranteed two home playoff games. The first round is going to be next week, February 21st and 22nd. No, it's really a great time just to be a sports fan here in the Fountain City. You did mention head coach Dusty Perdue. You know, 6 championships, the boys from Glenwood winning the state championship last week on a buzzer beater against Macon East. They won it on a buzzer beater against Lee Scott Academy. They were the favorites. But what Coach Perdue has done on the campus of Glenwood, not only coaching the Glenwood boys, but coaching the Glenwood girls, it's just been incredible, and congratulations to the entire team and the Glenwood community.
I tell you what, you know, Dusty has done a phenomenal job over at Glenwood, but I must say it's in his DNA. His mom and dad both were tremendous coaches, Hall of Fame coaches, Debbie Ball and Bubba Ball. Everybody who has been around and spent any time in this city know those names in the world of athletics. But he's just a chip off the old block.
And DJ, let's go ahead and switch gears, because I want to talk about what you got going on. You've done such amazing work in the community of Columbus with the Sports Visions luncheon for the football back in December. But you got something coming up. It's the 3rd annual Say Mark Foundation Bi-City High School Boys and Girls Basketball Awards Luncheon, presented by Sports Visions. This is going to take place March the 16th on a Thursday at 11:30 a.m. at the St. Luke's Ministry Center. Tell the audience a little bit more about this, how this got started, and really what to expect in this just incredible event.
Well, it's no secret that we have done a pretty decent job of celebrating and honoring our local high school football players and female athletes. And of course, Mark Upshaw and Sam Mitchell were a couple of local legends, a couple of Chattahoochee Valley Sports Hall of Famers who played basketball back. Dream come true when you grow up, go off in your own, in your own direction. You ended up circling back in your hometown after being somewhat successful and being able to give back. And Mark and Sam both are tremendously successful in their own right. Sam Mitchell as the former NBA player, he's from right here in Columbus, Georgia. As a matter of fact, they both are from East Highland. Mark Upshaw, during high school, he was Michael Jordan before there was Michael Jordan, in my mind, because he was 6'6", 6'5". He could shoot the long three ball. He could handle the ball. And he was a recruit recruited by the University of Georgia and others. But he ended up going up to Rhode Island and playing basketball. He was the guy, of course, still remained that way as successful men today. I helped them create their basketball camp 18 years ago, the Sam Mitchell Dream and Achieve Youth Basketball Camp. And what a phenomenal camp it was. It still is going right now. Every summer, a free camp, over 150 kids to come in. And we bring in some of the speakers from the community that are doing, some of the professionals from the community to speak to the kids about their humble beginnings. But the long story short, over the years, of course, Dale and I created Sports Visions in 2004, and we decided to start our luncheon, started honoring high school football players shortly after we started our business. And, over the years, I would send out and post and email pictures and videos of the luncheons and all the speakers that have come in over the years. And Sam and Mark, Mark in particular, said, "Hey, look, when are you guys going to do something for the basketball players?" I said, "Well, you know what? this has been a wonderful opportunity for you guys to step up to the plate. And, you know, I basically put it together for you, but you guys would be the responsible for me doing it. And that's how we hooked up 3 years ago up at Green Island Country Club, the first year of COVID. We couldn't get our facility that we wanted down at St. Luke, but we went up to Green Islands, had a wonderful turnout with just the Bi-City basketball boys basketball team. Last year, we added the girls. So Bi-City boys and girls awards luncheon, and we're looking at bringing in all the Bi-City area high school and private schools for the third annual San Marc Foundation, which is their foundation. And of course, it's presented by Sports Visions.
And of course, that's a perfect time to have it because all the state championships will be wrapped up by March 11th. Hopefully, we can honor some teams that could get crowned some champions. Here's some teams that look like they have a pretty easy path to make it to the state championship and win it all. Let's talk about the Valley Rams. What head coach Marshawn Harper has done over there at Valley, 29-0. They're taking on Demopolis in the Elite Eight on Monday, President's Day. You also have the Spencer Green Wave. I think that the move going from 4A to 2A is going to help Spencer, and I think that they could win a state title. And also the St. Apicelli Vikings could win a state title in the GIAA. And we can't forget about the girls. I think the Carver girls and then the Hardaway girls could win state titles as well. Hopefully we can crown somebody a state champion at this awards luncheon.
About this basketball luncheon, it's only in the third year. Of course, it's not. You can't compare it to the football luncheon where we have over 25 high schools, you know, the Chattahoochee area. Columbus County is in Phoenix City are the outside public schools, but the private schools, Calvary Christian, Glenwood, and Pacelli. So we're looking at about 14 team schools that will be honored. So it won't be the broad range of schools that we do for the football luncheon, because again, this is just the third year of the existence for the San Marc Foundation. We started the first year, year one, just boys. We added the girls last year, so the boys and girls. So this is year three, and hopefully soon we're going to add the middle schools, and then we'll, after that, we'll probably branch out and maybe start to invite schools from out in the surrounding counties.
DJ, I mean, we do have a lot of things going on here in the Chattahoochee Valley. I know that you're a big Columbus Lions fan. I've seen you at several games. They are back in action May the 12th, but they're in a new league now. They're not in the NAL anymore. They're now in the American Indoor Football Alliance, and they're going to have a condensed schedule. They're going to play 7 home games, but 2 road games. It's really just to test the waters, to see if Columbus can get back to the NAL. I mean, that is the goal, to come back to the NAL, especially with the new AFL coming. You're going to see teams in the NAL jump ship for that league. And I know that we're just happy that Columbus is not folding, that they are going to try this new league, even though it's a lower tier. But how excited are you that the Columbus Lions are going to attempt to play this season and the season is not going to get canceled like we all thought it was going to be?
Well, Richard, our local indoor arena, whatever you want to call it, team has a local, has a special place in my heart because I was a part of the very first indoor arena team here, the Columbus War Dogs, back in its inception back in, 2001, I believe it was. Cut my teeth in professional indoor football. But yeah, it's an exciting game. I'm so happy that they're coming back. You know, I know that they've gone through some changes here recently, lost a great, great coach in Jason Gibson, but I'm sure that the owners are going to be able to put a great product on the field, hire a great coach, and give the fans here in Columbus, Georgia, because this is it's the best kept secret because again, a lot of the people around here, they can't go to the Mercedes-Benz Dome for a game. They can't go up to Athens or over to Auburn, or they can't go up to the University of Alabama and see college football. But they can go downtown and really see, a great, great brand of football. Fast, 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 and a lot of action at the Columbus Civic Center with our indoor football team.
Well, DJ, I really look forward to seeing you at the Columbus Civic Center cheering on the Columbus Lions. Definitely got to come out and check out the Columbus Rapids. As you can see, I'm wearing my Columbus Rapids jersey. Their next game is February the 22nd, taking on the Tampa Bay Strikers, led by their head coach, get this, DJ, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicker and Super Bowl winning kicker Martin Gramatica. That's going to be fun. They're going to be at the Columbus Civic Center this Wednesday.
Yeah, you're right. That's on my bucket list. My wife and I, we've been watching soccer here. Again, she's from Tampa, and so she's very familiar with the coach that's going to be coming in. And I tell you, you know, we will be down at the Civic Center. I tell you, it's definitely something that I am going to do soon.
Absolutely. Can't wait to have you. And I also can't wait for that Sports Visions crossover show. I've had your broadcast partner, Thrift Barringer, on many times, and I've had you on as well. But we have got to get both of you on at the same time and have a Sports Vision, Sports Beat crossover show. That is on my bucket list. I'm super just excited what you and Thrift do. And you know that I listen to you as much as I can on Mondays and Thursdays from 4 to 6, Flavor 92.1, and also on Facebook Live. You guys do just an amazing job, and the guest list is just incredible. What you guys do for the community of Columbus is just incredible.
Well, I think that's totally contributed to the tremendous network that we've had over the years. And again, this is years and years of, you know, just being good people. You know, again, some of us have some success and move on. And, you know, of course, you reach out, shake hands, and you talk to people. And I'm a people person. I love talking to people, and I love introducing and learning new things. And I think what you see on the show and what you hear on the show is a combination of those things over the years. And Thrift and I do have a wonderful chemistry. We have a wonderful time, and we enjoy, of course, serving this community.
DJ, it is always a pleasure having you here on the show once again. And I really just looking forward to seeing what you and Thrift have going on for Sports Visions. I know a lot of sports fans, just when football season ends, the Super Bowl just ended, I mean, people think that sports, you know, goes on a little bit of a break, but that's not true. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff to cover, especially high school basketball. We got the XFL this weekend, NBA All-Star Weekend, Daytona 500. Sports is still continuing, and plus we have two talented professional sports teams going on right now, the Columbus River Dragons and the Columbus Rapids.
You said a mouthful there, Richard, I tell you. And again, you know, one thing about this area is that they say football is 24/7. They're right about it. Of course, thanks to the XFL and the USFL. So starting this Saturday, the XFL will kick off their season, and they will go 10 weeks. And then when they stop and in their season, the USFL will continue. So we'll have 20 straight weeks of football. And of course, that'll take us into July. And of course, the NFL have not revealed their preseason schedules yet. But in between that, like you mentioned, all of our great local sports that we have going on here. And of course, you got the spring football going on at Georgia, Auburn, Alabama, of course, and just a plethora of schools. So, hey, man, this is the area. This is the place to be right here in the Chattahoochee Valley of Columbus, Georgia.
All right, DJ, thank you once again for being a guest on the show, and I'll talk to you later.
Richard, you keep up the great work. Don't think that people are not watching you, man. I'm seeing you. I'm following you, and you're doing a great job. Keep grinding, man. That's what you have to do. If you're committed to this thing and you want this thing to, you never know, you know, where you end up. Just keep your head down. Keep grinding like you're doing. And good things will come.
I thank you so much for saying that, DJ. I mean, I like staying busy. I try to help Thrift Barringer out as much as I can. I mean, he's doing a phenomenal job streaming those basketball games on his Facebook page, and I'm on board. I mean, whatever he's doing, I'm just on board, and I love the work that he's doing.
Remember to network and be kind. And I tell you what, man, that'll help you all as you build this business.
All right, I appreciate that, DJ. Sports Visions, DJ Jones joining the show. We appreciate everybody watching us here on the Sports Beat. I'm going to go ahead and sign off here, DJ, but thank you so much once again for being on the show. Thank you so much, everybody, for watching another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, and I hope everybody has a great rest of your day. Listen to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key. If you are a sports fan in Columbus, it doesn't get any more local than the Sports Beat. We cover Columbus River Dragons, Columbus Rapids, Columbus Lions, Columbus Chattahoots, Columbus State Cougars and Lady Cougars, and all the high school football and basketball action in the Chattahoochee Valley. If you have a sports question or would like to be a guest, you could always message me on my Twitter page or Facebook page, Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.